Now, as part of our series Close Listening, we ask you to send the sounds of daybreak where you live. Hundreds of you did from lots of places.
My name is Shalay Carlton. I live in Bronson, Florida.
And my name is Kate Vandell. You guys picked up with me on my run this morning in Pierre, South Dakota.
I'm Melanie Dickerson in Kailua, Hawaii.
This is Kevin Weir in my backyard in Sacramento, California.
My name is Leah Charbonneau. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, in the mountains.
The scene this morning is of a misty morning, still a little bit of a pink sky.
I'm Mark Agelet. My best mornings start with rowing on Forge Pond in Westford, Massachusetts.
Daybreak can sound like bird song or roosters crowing. It can also sound like people you love. From Istanbul, Turkey, we receive this recording of Tülay Akcan singing to her 10-year-old grandson, Mattia, in his bedroom. The lyrics begin, "Wake up, my prince, wake up, my prince.
Uyan prensim, uyan prensim, sabah oldu uyan, kirpiklerin ok ok olmuş."
From the other side of the world in Boulder, Colorado, listener Joan Hobbs writes that without kids to wake her up in the morning, she turns to her animals, chickens, goats, and a pot-bellied pig she named Doink.
Hi, everybody.
For the smaller among us, greeting stuffed animals can be an important morning ritual.
Good morning. Say morning, Lammy.
Morning, Lammy.
Say morning, NPR.
Morning,
that was close.
Pretty close, yeah. That was Gregory Aragon and his daughter India of Ventura, California. And for so many of you, daybreak sounded really peaceful. Special thanks to audio producer Bill McQuay of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and thank you for your morning sounds.